that was short and sweet from Information Desk this week. And now our next batch of stories includes a call for GPs to get better at explaining online services, firefighters waging war on obesity, and a discount supermarket.
GPs are being urged to explain their digital services more clearly after a study found 1 in 5 people still find it difficult to use surgery websites and apps. HealthWatch Norfolk has completed the first of 3 years studying how people access primary care remotely, commissioned as the services become more prevalent during the pandemic. The study, which surveyed scores of patients, asked people to describe their experiences of using websites, apps, and other digital platforms associated with GP surgeries. And it found that while the pandemic had seen people become more accustomed to dealing with their doctor digitally, 21% found websites hard to use. Participants also welcomed video calls as an alternative to face-to-face appointments, but not as a replacement. Following the study, the watchdog is calling on health bosses to create a clear, concise, and accessible and jargon-free guide of all the digital tools available to patients in the county.
Rowdy slanging matches outside Norwich Prison are causing weary people living on the Knox Road estate to endure restless nights on a regular basis. Free folk, some of whom are thought to be wives or girlfriends, turn up to shout at the incarcerated men. Velma Wright, who lives just off Knox Road, is 76 and said, "There's lots of swearing and shouting anywhere between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. Women are shouting to prisoners about what they've done, and then the prisoners will shout back." Police patrol the area to try and keep the yelling to a minimum, but neighbours can't help but hear the back and forth rows. One neighbour said, "It's been going on for so long, it gets quite obscene." Another neighbour said, "Strangely, I'm used to it. It's like having the telly on or living next to a main road. It just kind of gets drowned out."
Firefighters are being called to the aid of severely obese people twice as often as they were before the pandemic, figures have shown. Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service attended 29 bariatric assists during 2020-2021, the greatest number of these calls it has received since records began. The figure doubles the 15 instances which happened in the year before COVID hit, eclipsing the previous record of 17 in 2018-19 and 2013-14. The statistic has sparked concern from experts that it highlights a growing issue of obesity. Experts suggest the figures, which also rose nationally, were indicative of obesity becoming more prevalent. Recent figures have shown that 2/3 of people in Norfolk and Waveney are classified as being either obese or overweight.
As more people begin to feel the squeeze because of the cost of living crisis, another discounted shopping centre has opened up in a bid to help those struggling. Located at the community centre in Russell Street, it's run by the charity ENYP. It provides cheap household essentials, including fresh and frozen produce. It even offers a free cup of tea when people visit. Danny Doran-Smith, director of ENYP, said, "Our social supermarket is a fantastic way to meet both the practical need of affordable food provision while also providing social support. The supermarket is open on Mondays from 4 to 6 p.m, on Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m, and on Fridays from 9 to 11 a.m.